family home evening ideas, a time to answer questions. Upon entering high school, our daughter began to struggle spiritually. When my husband and I asked her why she felt troubled, she replied, "I have so many questions that never get answered." She had a list of topics she didn't fully understand, such as repentance, forgiveness, and the atonement. We felt inspired to give her a spiral-bound notebook and ask her to write down all her questions. We told her that each Monday night, we would present a lesson addressing one of her questions. She readily agreed and filled several pages of the notebook. Each week, we prayerfully chose a question to address. We searched the scriptures, referred to conference talks, and found examples to reinforce the theme. These lessons were tailored to our daughter's needs, but benefited the entire family. My husband and I increased our testimonies as we focused our scripture study on a single topic and bore witness of gospel truths. Our children learned that it is okay to ask questions. Most important, our teenager received answers that brought her insight, understanding, and peace. Laura Kimball, Utah, USA.
Helps for Home Evening. Balancing Truth and Tolerance, page 24. Elder Dallin H. Oaks teaches that truth and tolerance are like a two-sided coin. Using the standards and for the strength of youth, pass a coin around the family and have each person share how he or she can be true to a standard while also being tolerant of others' lifestyles. Consider discussing language, Sabbath day observance, and sexual purity, as does Elder Oaks. Integrity, Foundation of a Christ-like Life, page 50. Elder Tad R. Callister shares 7 principles of integrity and teaches that we should have integrity that is not for sale at any price. Consider discussing these principles and how to apply them personally and as a family. You may want to use the section on integrity in the Young Women Personal Progress booklet or the Honesty and Integrity section and related videos on lds.org/youth/for-the-strength-of-youth. Lifting the Hands, Which Hang Down, page 60. Read this short article as a family and discuss what it means to mourn with those that mourn and how that is connected to the baptismal covenant. See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. You may want to make a list of people you know who are mourning and pray as a family for inspiration on what you can say or do to help them. Then make a plan to follow through on any inspiration you receive. End of Family Home Evening Ideas.